You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government's industrial relations bill is set to pass the parliament after gaining support from key crossbenchers. Independent ACT Senator David Pocock was the senator at the centre of the talks on the government's industrial relations bill. Weeks-long talks concluded in a deal struck with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke. Senator David Pocock.
I think this is a great outcome and really strikes the right balance to get wages moving for those who need it, but also to have some really important safeguards in place, particularly for small businesses, but also for businesses to ensure that there's more clarity about the sorts of multi-employer bargaining that will happen.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's a momentous occasion.
Today is a huge day for working people, and the decision by the crossbenchers to back Labor's bill, which will guarantee more secure work and better pay, is the right one. We went to an election saying that we wanted to get wages moving again. We said that the low wages that we'd seen over the previous decade wasn't a result of bad luck, it was bad policy. The former government said that low wage growth was a design feature of their economic architecture. And they certainly delivered that, low wages, for year after year after year.
The decision now provides the numbers to pass the bill through the Senate. Amendments to the legislation, including increasing the definition of small businesses that can be exempt from multi-employer bargaining from 15 workers to 20. It will also be made easier for businesses with fewer than 50 employees to be excluded. And the civil construction sector won't fall under this part of the bill. Labor says these laws are a pathway to get wages moving, which was a key election promise. As for how quickly, Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says that some businesses could choose to opt out.
There will be some businesses that don't want to be part of multi-employer bargaining. The way that they avoid it is by making sure they bargain with their own staff on single enterprise bargaining. And that process will start straight away. So you will find there'll be some very quick movement from some businesses in wanting to initiate single enterprise bargaining for two reasons. One, because a lot will be quite comfortable with multi-enterprise bargaining, but there's some who've been public about not wanting it. Single enterprise bargaining gets in the way through. Every one of those agreements results in a pay rise. The other thing that's been causing them to not be engaged is that the better off overall test has just been horrifically legalistic and complex, and that will now be workable and fair.
There'll also be a review of the legislation in 2 years' time, but this is providing little comfort to the opposition. Senator Michaelia Cash is the Coalition's spokeswoman for the Employment and Workplace Relations.
These laws are literally the most radical changes that this country has seen. And when employers across Australia unite, I think for the first time ever, regardless of size, small business employers, medium-sized business employers and large employers, and they say to the government, this bill will not increase wages in this country.
Chief Executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Andrew McKellar, is also staunchly opposed.
From a business point of view, we are very concerned that this bill is fundamentally flawed. It is not fit for passage. It represents a risk to jobs and businesses. And even with the amendments that are being proposed, it simply cannot be made workable. It is not fit for passage. We have ongoing fundamental reservations with this bill, and we would still urge others in the Senate to press those concerns.
The government has also agreed to establish an advisory committee to provide advice on social security payments ahead of every budget. This was one of the key demands of Senator David Pocock to win his crucial support.
It makes no sense to me for one of the wealthiest countries in the world to have one in six children growing up in poverty. That's not good for all of our collective future, and something I'll continue to push them on. Having this independent committee, I think, will raise awareness about the state of Social Security payments in Australia, and hopefully really push the government to address it.
Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Services has welcomed what could be a step towards increasing welfare payments.
It provides a structure and a pathway, finally, for us to deliver vital increases in income support for people who are on the very lowest incomes in the country.
Eamon Baghdadi, SBS News.